Ladies and gentlemen, Texans and Tejanos, you are tuned to the show that talks the talk and walks the walk. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is Pratt on Texas. Well, a special edition of Pratt on Texas. I've got to have the day to work on things related to our return to radio airwaves coming up on Monday. Listen to us at 98.7 FM, AM 1420 out of Lubbock, KWBF, and also in the big country of Abilene, the Monster FM 96.1, Q Country Radio, all at 5 o'clock on Monday. Now, the big issue in the pro-life movement, really nationwide besides things going on in legislative sessions, is the vote in Lubbock, Texas. A May 1st vote for a major pro-life ordinance that bans conducting abortions inside the city limits of Lubbock. Who got all this started? Who really began the ball rolling at getting these ordinances put together with expert help? Well, none other than Mark Lee Dixon. Well, I sat down with Mark Lee Dixon for over an hour to talk about the ordinance, the legality of such, the arguments made against such, the odd positions, contradictory, hypocritical positions taken by Lubbock City Council members and the mayor, and things of that nature. What follows is the second half of the interview with Mark Lee Dixon. You can just jump there in the podcast and find the first half of the interview from yesterday's post.
Do you ever wonder who their boss is? Like, who are they really listening to?
Well, is it God or is it the other? Ronald Reagan always said there's not a left or right, there's an up or a down, and he meant heaven or hell. And this is serious. This is why I take this very seriously, and I did not write earlier in the year the scathing, probably one of the most scathing opinions, commentaries I've ever written, and it applying to people I personally know, including one who had been an advertiser on my program. I didn't do that lightly. That was about the fact that no advertiser, no friendship, no anything on earth is more important than God's will and the protection of innocent human life from wanton murder for the convenience of those who created the child. And that bothers some people because they want to put it out of their mind and not realize what abortion actually is. And they were very upset about these comments, and they denigrated the pro-life people publicly in the big hearing, and it was nasty. And, you know, in all frankness, Mark, it raised the question, who are their boss? Who is their boss? And I mean that in the deepest sense. Lord means boss, and the way they behaved towards the petitioners, putting this forward, was not respectful in any way. And by the way, one of the people who, he's very pro-life, but was never part of the religious right in the party. He's religious, but, establishment Republican, okay? Establishment Republican leader. Described in writing the awful behavior of the city council towards these people and was more scathing about it than even the people who were being made fun of and denigrated in the hearing. Meaning, this wasn't just our interpretation of it. It was awful. They could have been respectful, but they weren't. So who's pushing this? What's behind it? And I think that's where you were going with this, not just in a theological sense, but in a political sense. And that's a big question. Talk about that.
And why is it that this Olson and Olson memo just keeps on, finds itself being sent to cities that are considering passing this ordinance?
Well, you know,
I
lot of people
very interesting.
A lot of people are pretty, I'll just tell you, I don't hold people who get elected to something and as being particularly bright, not all of them. My experience has been a lot of people do not understand what opinion, I mean, I'm in the opinion and news business. We get threats, you know, all the time, all the years, 15 years on the air, you get threats from people they call and they're angry. And they're very educated people. They're people, what you would call a big stakeholder in your town. They have no concept between the idea of opinion and fact reporting. They have no concept between assertion and reporting of fact. And people tend to get intimidated by lawyer letters, and they don't seem to understand that for every lawyer letter that says one thing, you can find another dozen lawyers that'll send a lawyer letter that says the opposite thing. I mean, that's why matters end up in court. If a law firm looking at something could just assert an opinion, we wouldn't need courts because they would be Lord High Magistrate Judge or something. It's just, and you're right, this law firm, the city really bristled in Lubbock at the criticism of their selection of this law firm. And there were some people who were, it always bothers me when my own side is a little bit loose with facts, because again, it goes back to opinion, assertion, and fact, you know, factual right. reporting, where they tried to say, well, this law firm's directly tied here and here. No, it's a little bit different than that. But this law firm, in its name on the door and people in it, undoubtedly have loose ties to the abortion industry in some way or another, and they certainly have direct ties to legal opinions or legal work on this. And yet the city wondered why everybody bristled at an opinion coming from this firm. Talk about the firm and its position and the fact that even though Lubbock taxpayers paid for this opinion, it's being used everywhere to fight for abortion.
Absolutely. So Rising Star Texas on Thursday voted down the ordinance. And one of the things that led to that was the city attorney of Lubbock giving a letter to the city of Rising Star to one of their council members. And now I don't know exactly what that letter said, but I know the city attorney's name was on it. And it, along with it, contained the Olson and Olson opinion. And I know that that has also showed up in other cities as well. And it just...
So the city of Lubbock, so taxpayers are now paying for the city of Lubbock to advise the city attorney in Lubbock to advise other municipalities on what to do in a manner to support the abortion industry?
That... It would appear to, I mean, there's some kind of connection. I mean, the whole, if I was the city attorney of Lubbock, I would say,
stay out of it. It's what I'd do.
Yeah.
I get paid a lot of money. I don't want to be in the middle. I mean, just, yeah. Let's just be honest. I'd stay the heck out of it. Say, hey, it's absolutely on the ballot. It's a ballot issue, and you're a city councilman in your city. It's up to you and your city attorney to advise you. Why is the Lubbock city attorney advising or passing along advice to people outside of the city of Lubbock?
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of, I think the pro-abortion industry out there is really terrified. I'm up here in Hays Center, Nebraska right now, and all around this area, I mean, there's a lot of chatter. A lot of cities are talking about outlawing abortion. The average city size up here in Nebraska is a little over 300. Well, so the major cities, though, are Lincoln and Omaha. Well, Lincoln's about the size of Lubbock. And so I'm sure they're terrified of this actually passing in Lubbock, because if it passed in Lubbock, then could Lincoln ever become a sanctuary city for the unborn? And
it's pretty liberal.
It is. And, you know, just at the end of last month, they had voted. And some people say, well, you know, what's your city council voting on? Well, Lincoln ended up voting on this whole issue of they voted to on a ban. They voted on banning. Trying to think exactly how they phrased it here.
I can tell the brain is freezing there. Find the right words.
they voted on conversion therapy.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about where they try to make little boys into girls and girls into boys with medicine, hormones, and surgeries.
Right, and they voted against the people wanting to... they voted in favor of the LGBT community.
In other words, they voted for trying to force little boys to be girls and little girls to be boys because of mixed up adults who don't understand what pre-adolescence is about and what adolescence is about. So that's Lincoln, Nebraska.
During the break, log on to frantontexas.com.
An important message about protecting life from Elizabeth and Dustin Burroughs.
Did you hear that 23 cities in Texas have now outlawed abortion? If they can do it, why hasn't Lubbock?
Well, Lubbock can. We have a chance to protect life on May 1st by becoming the next sanctuary city for the unborn.
I'm just shocked that Lubbock isn't already a sanctuary for life.
Well, that's why Senator Charles Perry, myself, and many pro-life advocates supported a City of Lubbock election on May 1st.
It seems we must defend the unborn in Lubbock, so what else can we do?
Well, we all have to show up to vote on May 1st. We have to pass this ordinance.
We in Lubbock know the value of life.
That's why Elizabeth and I are proud to join so many churches, pastors, and other people of faith in supporting this election on May 1st. You can learn more on my website at burrows4tx.com. That's burrows, the number 4tx.com. God bless you. God bless the unborn. And please go vote for life on May 1st. Political ad paid for by Burrows for Texas.
Now a man once declared a registered dead conservative by Rush Limbaugh. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Look, here's the thing. It's disingenuous to claim to be pro-life. Let me rephrase this. It is just as disingenuous to claim to be pro-life but afraid to pass an ordinance that might lead to a court challenge that might then be the case that leads to the overturning of Roe v. Wade, as it is to say, well, I don't really support segregation, but you know, that's the law, and I can't do anything about that, and I don't want to get my city sued. I just don't see the difference there. I don't see the difference there. Well, except, of course, that the popular liberal culture is all against, you know, oh boy, that would be terrible. What's the difference? Would it not have been correct in the right fiduciary? Would you not have been acting properly if you were a city councilman in the city of Lubbock during the segregation time when the Democrats ran this place and you said, no, I'm voting for an ordinance that says you cannot force people to live in certain parts of town. I'm voting for an ordinance that makes it illegal in the city of Lubbock to provide separate facilities based on race. And to say, I'm going to vote against that, not even though I claim to be against segregation, but I'm going to vote against it because it might bring a lawsuit. Because that's what these people are saying. Oh, we're pro-life. We're not for the murdering of babies in the womb for the convenience of the living that created them. Oh, we're not for that. I mean, oh, pro-life. We're pro-life. Oh, the abortion's a terrible thing. We don't want it in our town, but we're not going. We're afraid there might be a lawsuit. Folks, it's not as if these people are going to be personally liable to a lawsuit. They're liabilities for the city. And then you got to say, well, okay, if you're all worried about expending funds, how come you voted to build a new city hall without a vote of the people? Right. How come you voted to build 4 new police substations without a vote of the people? And on and on and on, things that historically always had a vote of the people with massive amounts of spending and debt. So, you know, where's the truth in all of this? Sorry, that's my little speech, but it's a question. But it's a legitimate question that people need to be asking themselves, because I'm running into people who are not particularly political. They consider themselves pro-life, but they've never been any kind of activist, and they don't go to the conventions. They don't do the party thing. But they're, you know, well, maybe the mayor and them are right. They got this law firm, and they think there's some real problems with this ordinance. Well, you know, it's quite interesting that this ordinance, they were offered the expert of advice of a former Texas Solicitor General, that's a post Ted Cruz once held, Jonathan Mitchell. He agrees the ordinance is legal. Again, just like that Olson Law Firm, that's his personal opinion, has no legal bearing. But he's willing to represent Lubbock at no cost to the city and taxpayers if a lawsuit arises out of the ordinance. Did the city take him up on the offer? No, they refused his help. So how in the world do these people like Dan Pope and others on there claim to be pro-life? It seems to me they're willing to make heavy lifts to stand for the abortion industry, but they're not willing to make even the lightest of lift politically to try to protect life in their city where they live. So who is calling the shots? Who's behind this? Let's put the theology out. Let's just talk about the politics of it. Are they getting something out of this? Or is this just this modern dedication to being popular amongst the godless pop culture? And they are so afraid they will be when some of these people I know well enough to know this is true, let's put it this way, it could be very likely in their case. They live in mortal fear of being shunned by some of their social set.
Well, and how deep does the rabbit hole go? I mean, that's right. A question we really want to ask here.
Right.
The Olson and Olson, that family, the Olson-Olson family, the Olson name is pretty loud in Houston and Waco. And their company, the people they associate with, the Rappaports, the Clintons, the Pelosis, the Schumers, it gets pretty scary. Their hands are in the most liberal papers in Texas. And so, of course, they're all about pushing a narrative, this narrative that abortion is a constitutional right, that Roe v. Wade was right in saying that there's a right to abortion in the Constitution.
Even the court couldn't find where that was in the Constitution. They just decided to rule anyway.
Right. Absolutely. And let's get to the Constitution, like specifically like the Texas Constitution, because Olson and Olson said that the Texas Constitution prohibits a city from passing an ordinance inconsistent with the laws of the state. That was one of their points. And they said that.
But I don't remember them. I don't remember them again. I want to bring this up. I don't remember seeing the citation as to what in this. Maybe they did make some, and I didn't read the full legal. Okay, well, tell us what their citation was.
So the citation was, and the quote was that ordinances that conflict with state laws are void.
But abortion's illegal under state law.
So they misquoted. So when they did quote, they misquoted. And you know, the relevant provision there prohibits municipalities from enacting ordinances inconsistent with the Constitution of the state or of the general laws enacted by the legislature of the state. And of course, going back to the pre-Roe statutes, they've never been repealed.
Well, they're still the
pretending,
law. Right.
They're pretending like they were repealed, that the Supreme Court somehow was able to remove those. And so that's the issue there. They just refuse to acknowledge the facts. It's kind of like the person.
Well, you could make the argument. Look, you can make the argument that you can't ban abortion in Texas. The legislature can't ban abortion in Texas because the Supreme Court has said there's a right to murder the baby in the womb for the convenience of the people who created it. And only the mother has that right, interestingly. You could make that claim in a sense, but you cannot make the claim that the Constitution of the state prohibits a city from enacting a zoning type of ordinance because abortion is generally legal. If that were true, number one, because of the reason you expressed, because it's not because they misquoted it. It's not the ordinance is consistent with the laws adopted right by the legislature. But secondly, that would imply that no city could ever have any zoning that bans any type of pornography or these zoning rules that limit so-called adult, I would say unadult theaters and other types of things, Roman bathhouses with, that are nothing but just big sexual orgy places and things that we used to see in the Tenderloin District in San Francisco that were just, on parade for everybody to see. It was a tourist attraction pre-AIDS. Sickening, but it was that their position seems to say that cities don't have the power that cities actually engage in all the time in Texas.
Well, and one thing that they did say was that they said that because of the state licensing exists for abortion facilities, that somehow was an argument against the ability of cities passing this ordinance. But they specifically
said
that
would be an argument. That's a legitimate argument that's been used in other things. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's a line of argument. If I were debating that side, I would make that because the state has the power to license these facilities, cities do not have the right to enter to unlicense them or to say. But the difference here is that we're not talking about the city licensing them on their own, which is sort of what Denton wanted to do with oil and gas. They wanted to have their own rules for oil and gas exploration. The fact is, this is a zoning issue, essentially, that says you ain't going to do it inside our city limits.
Right.
And that's not conflicting with licensing because they can build right outside the city limits and the state can license it all day.
And the state's licensing requirements, that's a separate and independent prohibition on abortions by entities that have not obtained a license from the state. And so this is not an issue of a local ordinance can outlaw abortion, can prohibit, can ban abortion. And so it's completely separate from that. And so
let's just be real frank, and I've hinted at this, I may have said it directly during this discussion. People need to understand something. Maybe some of your backers or people, I don't know, sometimes people use extremely declarative language and they say, well, this is a fact. Cities can do this. Okay. The fact is, you're being misadvised. If you ever go to a lawyer, I've been in business a long time. I've been in both sides in the court. I've sued people for debt. I've had to go there and deal with other people, making claims. I even had two Democrats swear out a criminal complaint against me one time that they're lucky we didn't press for perjury charges on them after it was over. But I've been around it. I have a little, I've made sure I'm an informed citizen. Any lawyer, you go see a lawyer and he says, you bet, let's go to court, you're going to win. Oh no, no, you're going to win. That's a lawyer you better run the hell away from, because a good lawyer's never going to tell you that. I don't think that the people behind this, whether it's Senator Perry or Representative John Frulo, Representative Dustin Burroughs, or any of the other people supporting this, including me, are stupid enough to think that the court may not rule against this ordinance at some point. What we're trying to tell you is you're being scared. You're being purposely frightened, Fauci style, with this idea of liability. I mean, it's absurd, because the city is not an actor in this. And the harm, to sue, you got to have harm. I don't know if the city can't enforce the ordinance, how any entity goes to court and says, we've been harmed because the city has an ordinance on the books and we haven't been harmed. So where it is, well, okay. Well, Robert, because it's on the books, it discourages their ability to get loans or investment to build a building. Okay, bingo. And there's where we go full circle. That's a really strong argument that one business leader told me about. And I said, man, you're thinking. He's a pro-life guy. I'm just telling you, some of us are thinkers and we go on both sides. In other words, if you're a good debater, you can argue both sides of any issue.
Right.
And he had a good point. And I said, well, then how come the state of Texas hasn't been sued by the abortion industry, because the statute is on the books, albeit unenforceable at this point, that abortion's illegal? And there you go. That's swept away. Because if that were a legitimate argument, if you could go and say, well, just having it illegal in the state statutes, even though it's unenforceable due to Roe v. Wade, that it is an unjust or a burden. It's a burden on our ability to operate and build abortion clinics and all that, because, for example, it scares away lenders or something like that. Any numerous things you could claim. Then don't you think that case would have already been litigated out there, because it's no different than this ordinance? The government cannot enforce this ordinance in Lubbock. Now, the private side of it, could the city could lose in a court case later where the judges, and it goes all the way up the appellate process, or a federal court more likely gets involved, but it goes all the way up the Texas Supreme Court and then maybe in federal court too. Sure, the city could lose, but where's the liability there? Because it's not the city suing anybody, it's a private citizen. So all that happens, the worst that can happen, is the ordinance gets made null and void by another activist court. And that's you see my frustration with this. I am hearing people who would be giving money to this cause right now thinking maybe this isn't a good idea, because they've convinced them that there's a lot of liability involved. And, oh my gosh, we're going to get ourselves sued and it's going to be a big deal. And plus, there's also the lukewarm people out there that say they're pro-life, but they really just don't want the controversy. And disgusting when you're talking about the life of a baby, but let's just, human nature is human nature.
That's the point, though. I mean, at the end of the day, sure, okay, people want to bring up the liability, but what are we talking about here? Like, we have an opportunity to outlaw abortion in the city of Lubbock, Texas, and
let's let it be a test.
And
let's let it be let the murder of children. But let's let it be a test case. I mean, what kind of pro-lifer are you if you're not willing to test it? I mean, let's turn it around for the left. If you don't believe in the Second Amendment, and a lot of them don't, and a lot of them still don't believe it, even though the Supreme Court reaffirmed pretty much the basics of it in the Heller decision not many years ago, and you say it doesn't mean that, aren't you for a law then that restricts guns? Of course they're all for it. They don't care that there's a court test. They're ready to go. They think they're right. They think they'll win. What is it with these so-called pro-life mayor and other people that says, well, we're pro-life and we sure don't want people to think we're leftist, you know, and pro-abortion people. But at the same time, we're afraid to adopt an ordinance that basically on the face of it doesn't have any liability to the city, prima facie. And secondly, former Solicitor General of Texas, Jonathan Mitchell, agreed to represent the citizens of Lubbock in the city at no cost to defend them. So where is there really a fear of liability here, or is this a tactic? And if it's a tactic, it means you're defending purposely and you are purposely defending the abortion industry. So who's behind that and why? I mean, Planned Parenthood doesn't make that much money. I'm telling you, it's the social thing. It's this modern social, you know what I'm saying, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the love and belongings way up there. You know, it's right below homeostasis. And these people don't want to be looked at funny by their liberal friends. And I mean, this is utterly disgusting, because some of these people would be all for, you know, regulating where a strip club was, or if one moved into their neighborhood, they'd be all for that because, man, that makes good red meat politics. But they won't lift a finger to save the life of an innocent child.
You know, one mayor in Texas that really I found very inspiring, and I wish Mayor Dan Pope was like this mayor. The mayor of Whiteface, the mayor of Whiteface, Texas, Judy Devers. So Whiteface was the 13th city to outlaw abortion. But when they outlawed abortion, and the arguments behind it were so telling. So 12 cities had outlawed abortion, and then the ACLU decided to sue 7 of those cities. Well, in the midst of that ACLU lawsuit, Mayor Devers in Whiteface, Texas, said to me that what would God do if she didn't pass this ordinance?
Amen.
And I said to Mayor Devers, I was like, are you saying that you fear God more than the ACLU?
Amen.
And she said, yes. And they passed that ordinance.
Amen.
And Whiteface became the 13th city to outlaw abortion.
What happened to that ACLU ordinance lawsuit, by the way, against these early cities that passed the ordinance?
Within 3 months, that lawsuit was withdrawn by the ACLU, and didn't cost the city and taxpayers anything. But during that time, so many cities that were looking at this ordinance like froze up. Keller was looking at this ordinance, but they froze up. And that's interesting, because Keller has not put it back on their agenda. You know, the whole purpose of lawsuits, it's to try to deter other cities from doing it, and it's to try to intimidate those cities that have passed it. And they were asking, what the ACLU was asking in those lawsuits were for those cities to repeal their ordinances. Well, not one of those cities which was sued repealed their ordinance.
And the ACLU backed down because they don't seem to think they have a case in this instance. But nobody seems to want to hear it. Well, listen, Mark Lee Dixon, thank you for all the work you've been doing on this. I want people to understand that in Lubbock, if you want to actually read the ordinance as written, it's all very easy. All you need to do is go to projectdestinylubbock.com. projectdestinylubbock.com, and you can read talking points and all that. But right there, the third item at the very top of the page says ordinance. If you click on ordinance, takes you to another page. It gives you a summary. But there is a big red button. Proposed ordinance outlawing abortion within the city of Lubbock. Click here. That'll bring up a PDF document, portable document format. You can read the ordinance. You can see what it actually says instead of what somebody else tells you it says. And there are a lot of good facts in here, and these are proponents of the ordinance, obviously. But the ordinance says what it says. It doesn't say what Dan Pope says what it says. It doesn't say what Olson and Olson says it says. It says what it says. And go look at it yourself, projectdestinylubbock.com. Early voting starts 19 April. That is a Monday, 19 April. Election day is on Saturday, May Day, May 1st. And you need to get everybody out who is afraid of God more than they're afraid of some local politician, and get them out to do the work that needs to be done in this. This is a chance to stand up for human life against people who, for whatever reason, will make any and every kind of excuse to not even take a definitive public stand against the wanton murder of babies in the womb just for the convenience of the adults who created them. So, Mark Lee Dixon, thank you. God bless you on what you're doing. Is there any other website or any other thing you'd like to point people to?
Well, I think this is something every city needs to do, not just Lubbock. And I think it's really fitting to end with a quote from Governor Pete Ricketts up here in Nebraska. So when this city in Nebraska outlawed abortion just last week, the governor of Nebraska issued a statement. And this is what he said. He said, "The Biden-Harris administration is pushing a radical pro-abortion agenda, and Nebraska must do everything we can to stand against the abortion lobby." He said that in response to, to the city of Nebraska outlawing abortion. I think the same is true for Lubbock, that the Biden-Harris administration has said that they want abortion access in every zip code, that they're not stopping. Planned Parenthood has said they're going to murder children in Lubbock, Texas. And so we've got to do everything that we can do to stop the madness, to stop the abortion holocaust.
Right. You, my listeners in Abilene and Wichita Falls, all over Western Texas, you know, where's your city on this? And but the big vote right now that's on the ballot is coming up in Lubbock, and the whole world is watching, and we need to do the right thing. Mark Lee Dixon, thanks a lot, my friend. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
An important message about protecting life from Elizabeth and Dustin Burroughs.
Did you hear that 23 cities in Texas have now outlawed abortion? If they can do it, why hasn't Lubbock?
Well, Lubbock can. We have a chance to protect life on May 1st by becoming the next sanctuary city for the unborn.
I'm just shocked that Lubbock isn't already a sanctuary for life.
Well, that's why Senator Charles Perry, myself, and many pro-life advocates supported a City of Lubbock election on May 1st.
It seems we must defend the unborn in Lubbock, so what else can we do?
Well, we all have to show up to vote on May 1st. We have to pass this ordinance.
We in Lubbock know the value of life.
That's why Elizabeth and I are proud to join so many churches, pastors, and other people of faith in supporting this election on May 1st. You can learn more on my website at burrows4tx.com. That's burrows, the number 4tx.com. God bless you. God bless the unborn. And please go vote for life on May 1st. Political ad paid for by Burrows for Texas.